and welcome to Come Undone. This is episode 9. We got episode numbers, y'all. And my name is Ife Madzimoyo. Today, I wanted to talk to you all a little bit more about living life off of the internet. Before we do that, what you just heard, if you're listening on Anchor, you would have just heard a clip from the song Roller Coasters by Tank and the Bangas, which I referenced in the last episode where I had that crazy situation and got free tickets and had an amazing time. That last song that I talked about is Roller Coasters. So that's a snippet of it. I would definitely suggest, if you like it or if you're into the concept, going and searching for a full-length live version on YouTube, because they have, there's quite a bit out there, and the live versions I find are very moving. Or you can just go to their original NPR Tiny Desk concert. If you search Tank and the Bangas, it's probably the first thing that's going to come up, and it is the very last song of three songs in their Tiny Desk performance. So shout out to them, and yay for inspiration. Okay, so in the last episode, I talked a little bit about living life on the internet and how, for me, I was doing that. So if you haven't heard that or listened to that episode, I would definitely go check that out. And today, I wanted to talk a little bit about how not to live on the internet. This actually comes from a little journal, I guess, I did to myself once I realized I was living on the internet, and it's called How Not to Live on the Internet. So first of all, I think that living life on the internet is being consumed with not just social media and the comings and goings of our notifications and our very device-tethered society. But for me, it had to do with asking my questions, not of life, not of experience, not of people or persons or experiences, but of the internet or of people through the internet. So kind of trying to bypass experience to get them now. So for instance, I think we have question, and at least I do, I have questions all the time. Questions pop up into my mind, like, oh wow, I wonder where that is. Oh, who's that? Oh, I wonder what their website looks like. Oh, you know, a million things, a thousand things constantly. And what, you know, the internet and smartphones allow us to do is to ask those questions instantly. Of course, taking away from our concentration and all of that. Taking away from our presence in the moment. And so I knew that I was doing that. So anyway, first way how not to live on the internet is to ask, research, and experience the things that you're interested in person. So for me, that meant me asking myself, is there a class I can go to? Are there people who I can talk to or ask to mentor me? What would it look like to answer the questions that I have, to research my interests in person? What would it look like to almost design an experience to answer my questions in real life, right? So it's also answering the questions that I'm yearning to know, or that you're yearning to know, in real life, in the field, with experience, over time, by or through taking some action. So, as opposed to, oh, what's that thing, or how does that work? And like Googling the first thing that comes to my mind, which, you know, I don't want to make Google sound like the enemy or the devil or anything like that. But I found that I had become too dependent upon it, and not just Google, but Facebook and the connections that I was trying to make online, that really are so much richer and so much fuller and actually give me the experience and fulfillment and growth and answers that I want in real life, in real time. So it's also about relationships or developing relationships. So seeking those in real time, in real life. And I just want to say a little thing here about that. In this day and age, in the internet age, there is a lot of relationship developing happening online. And I certainly am not against that. I actually met my former boyfriend, now fiance, hint, hint. That's coming in a later episode. I met him on Facebook unintentionally. And nevertheless, there are friends that I have close relationships with who I actually have never met in person. Some of my business besties, shout out to Chelsea and Charlie, who I literally have never hugged. I've never, seen their flesh with my eyes. And there are groups on Facebook. There are all kinds of things everywhere. You know, there are Instagram relations happening on Instagram, Twitter, etc. You know, it's the day that we live in for the society that we live in. And I'm not downplaying those or shunning those at all. And for me, I came to realize that simply accessing them through a device was like killing my soul a little bit. And so I just want to highlight how, balance is everything. And for me, I was way out of balance. And so this effort for me of living life off the internet is an effort to move myself into balance in the other direction. So, excuse me. I've said it before, and again, seeking relationships in person. I know meetups are a great way to do that. I for sure am going to be seeking classes and making an effort to go to festivals and just things that speak to my soul, and not questioning that, but just going and taking the risk to show up, right? So that's pretty much it, y'all. The key for me is figuring out what I'm yearning for, what I want in life, the questions that I'm asking or seeking or yearning to know, and figuring out, charting a course for how experience could answer those questions for me, for how experience and living could grow me excuse me, in the ways that I want to grow, could extend me in the ways that I want to extend, could nourish me in the ways that I want to be nourished, and then take a first step and keep taking steps. So part of my steps are showing up here on Anchor. And so take a risk and then take another one, or do that thing, and then keep doing that thing. All right, that's it, y'all. Let's stay in touch, yeah? You can get in touch with me by just emailing me at ife.madzimoyo. No, I'm sorry. At ife, that's I-F-E, at ifemadzimoyo.com. IFEMAD as in David, Z as in zebra, IM as in Mary, OYO.com. You can also find me at ifemadzimoyo.com. I'm on Instagram at ifemadzimoyo. And you can also find me on Facebook under the same name. If you're listening on Anchor, I would love if you sent me a calling or a message or say what's up. And if you like this thing, share this thing. All right, I'll be back soon. Much love. Peace.